I'm with Jerry Lyons, it's Chris Watkin here. I'm in the Queen's front garden, St James's Park.
Yeah.
Jerry, why are estate agents scared of being different? Because they're all the same.
No, but they're not all the same, but people can view them as being all the same.
Their perception is they're all the same.
I don't know. I think it's fear of pissing the local audience off for whatever reason, you know. But I read an article about this, and it's, imagine you've got five people in a room, and they're all trying to catch your attention. And they go, me. But one of them goes, me, you know, like operatic, I can't sing.
Yeah.
But like Pavarotti-esque. You're like, well, let's listen to this one a bit. Because they're different. They've stood out for a reason. But then you have to back up that standing out for being different with a lot of other stuff to show that you're different. So, I mean, purple bricks, are we allowed to mention them?
Yep.
Yeah, but no, I'm not going to be defamatory or anything. But it's obvious where they got the idea for the purple bricks from about standing out. It's Seth Godin's Purple Cows. And fair play to them, because they have stood out.
I think they were lucky. They caught a wave just at the right time. Their original adverts, the two funny blokes,
yeah,
bang on.
Yeah.
Don't like their current adverts, yeah. It's just personal opinion.
Yeah. But they dared to be different.
Yes.
Right? They dared to be different.
Yeah, but there's people out there that try to be different for different sake.
Yeah.
And they don't win.
Nah, I think for agents, just be authentic. Be yourself. Like, in terms of the videos I see agents putting out, not just the ones where they're walking around just showing the street off and this sort of stuff, which are, they're pretty good because at least they're doing something different in that respect. But I like, I know I've mentioned it before, one of them, videos, Luke Sinclair stuff, where he goes and interviews local people.
Yes.
I like that sort of stuff. Matthew Wood does some good stuff where he's explaining stuff via a video.
He interviews people and goes to the local, they go to the schools and talk to the headmaster and headmistress.
Yeah, yeah.
And they get involved in the local community.
Yeah.
We call that digital mayor because both of those are, you didn't know this, they're both my clients.
Right, okay. But
we call it
you're doing something right.
but by talking about the community and not yourself, you become interesting and therefore people come attracted to you.
Yeah.
Coming back to the original question, why are all the estate agents the same? Why are they scared to be different? Because it's all hiring a estate agent, coming users. You've all got the Southboard, you've all got Rightmove and Zoopla, you've all got brochures.
Yeah.
Why? Because people don't know the difference?
It's that old saying that knowing something is not doing something. So they might know they need to be different, but they don't do it. So
so what would you advise an estate agent?
To be different.
How?
How to be different. A bit like you said, don't be different for the sake of it. You know, like, don't be different. We've got to be different. We're going to do something really stupid. off the top of my head, if you've got an About Us page, have About Us video, little bios. Yeah, just quick ones, because some people freeze on camera. But you can be, hi, I'm Sue, blah, 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 this is what I do, blah, 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 blah. That's just one thing. The being different thing is a package of different things. I mentioned Innocent a while ago. I've been to Innocent's headquarters, the drink makers. Everything they do is different, right? Everything they do. So if you want to make a private call in Innocent, they don't send you to an office. They've got a telephone, old telephone box. You just go in there. And and there's different, in that business, there's different throughout. But it stands out. And they were the very first ones to talk in a human tone of voice on their packaging. Very first one.
I like it. Do you think a station should do that?
Oh, yeah. Why?
Hello, this is a three-bedroom semi.
Yeah.
We are the best agent, professional, local, expert.
And what's the other one that sort of makes me recoil in horror? Double aspect. Well, I'm not even sure what it means. Maybe it's the house has got a double aspect window or something like that. And it's just, I think estate agents, and it's not criticising them, but just, if they were more themselves and more human, they'd break down that barrier of, oh, he's an estate agent, I've got to go like that. The minute they start being more human and showing their face, and you know what, I read a blog, I'm trying to think which agent it was, is ages ago, where he talked about his battle with depression. In fact, I won't know, I can think of him, but I won't name him out of respect. But you know what?
I thought, well known in the industry.
How brave was that?
Well, at least you're being honest.
Exactly. And I thought, you know what? I just thought, you talk about being different, showing a human face like that bloke did. Because if he was an agent in my area and I was coming to sell a property or something, I think, I'm just going to have a chat with him. I'm not going to say I'm going to instruct him. But I like the fact that he's been so honest. Because if he's going to be honest about that, What else is he going to be in this?
I think it's like anything, Jerry. It's there's no hiding from the truth. So if you just be yourself, get out there, heart and, you know, heart and soul. I mean, there's only three ways you can communicate with a human being: written word, audio, which is telephone or podcast, or face-to-face visual or stuff like this.
And what's that quote? here's something where I think agents, you've got to be clever about this. It's hard. It's use humour. Because what is it, that quote, the shortest distance between two human beings is laughter? Because it breaks down a barrier. I could have misquoted that, but it sounds right.
Sounds all right,
though. Sounds right. We'll run with it. Where, like, I saw a response to Purple Bricks's advert, Commisery, where a guy...
Commisery, is that the one that they...
Commisery, or something like that, yeah. But an estate agent, traditional estate agent, did a response. It was really good. And he got lots of likes.
Oh, he did some videos, didn't he? It was like Red Door people.
Red Door. Love that. And that's been different. You know, he took a risk, because people might not laugh, as only agents would say that. But I think the general perception was that worked. And if you can use humour in your marketing, great.
Emotional.
Cheers.